the title says it all. Cirque Dreams Holidays. Anything is possible. Mm-hmm. There's so much creation that has gone into the show, and Cirque Dreams has given us this opportunity to bring the audience into a world. So we focused on new music, new choreography, and new staging.
The cast and crew of Cirque Dreams Holidays, 41 people from around the world, spent nearly 2 weeks living and working in Bartlesville. According to early estimates from the Center and Visit Bartlesville, their stay generated about $170,000 in local economic activity. Managing Director Caitlin Kramer says performers were overwhelmed by the community's hospitality and by the quality of Bartlesville's performing arts venue.
Every day they came up and said, man, it is so good to be here. Everyone is so kind. We've been so taken care of while we've been here. And I was so proud of our community as a whole for supporting these out-of-towners. I mean, the facility is unbelievable. The space backstage, everyone has everything they need, from the performers to the crew. The crew was saying, man, there's so much room back here. We just love being in this space. And it's true. The design of the facility is incredible.
The center is also home to local groups, including the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, the Civic Ballet, and Choral Society. Kramer says the rich history of the arts in Bartlesville is not only beneficial to the performers, but to audience members, too.
As a performer myself, the audience is participating in the arts experience. The performers and the artists on stage, we know when the audience is leaning in. We can hear when the audience takes that collective as the curtain rises, or in that moment that's a thrilling moment in the story. But the live performing arts are unique in that the audience shapes what happens on the stage. You are an active participant in the creation of that experience.
Kramer says there's a misconception that the center is owned by the city of Bartlesville. That's not the case. As funding from grants and major sponsors decline, the cost to bring in top-notch entertainment and maintaining the center's 40-year-old facility are growing.
The center is owned in trust, and it is kept for the benefit of Bartlesville itself. It's this interesting symbiotic relationship where the city benefits from the presence of the center, and the center benefits from support from the city. We are working very closely together to carve a path forward for the arts in Bartlesville, but we are our own entity. We have our own budget. We have our own resources, and that dynamic is shifting.
To help cover those rising operating costs, Kramer says the center is launching a new monthly giving program.
Those ongoing costs have just continued to increase. And so for the first time ever, the center is asking folks to consider supporting the center's general operating fund. And we have some exciting ways to connect with what's happening at the center. We're hoping that some of our friends will get behind us and jump on board.
The center also hosts arts programs for every Bartlesville fourth grader, giving many children their first behind-the-scenes look at theater. Kramer says those early experiences can shape futures, including her own.
I got to lead one of those groups around to each station as they were learning. And the wonder on these kids' faces, several of them said, I've never been in here before. And I remembered the magic that I had as a kid. I was in the Spotlight program in fourth grade, and that was my first encounter with theater. That was the place where I found that spark that carried me all the way to Broadway. And so to see that wonder on the next generation of kids in Bartlesville is so satisfying. And I'm so proud that the center can support that program.
To learn more or become a monthly supporter, Kramer encourages residents to visit the center's website or contact its staff directly. And with performances like Messiah and the Nutcracker coming up in December, Kramer says the easiest way to support the arts is simple. Just show up.
It is so important to just buy a ticket, set aside the time, and come see what's happening. The second thing is, we are looking for people to join us as patrons and sponsors of the center in this new ongoing recurring giving structure. For as little as $25 a month, you can have a massive impact on the sustainability of the arts right here in Bartlesville.
In Bartlesville, Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.